This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Thursday, December 7th. Well, yesterday wheat markets were pulled higher again right out of the gate. We saw China come in and buy yet another chunk of U.S. soft red winter wheat. So 3 days in a row, every day so far this week, China has bought U.S. soft red. On Monday, they bought 440,000 tons. Tuesday, 198, and then yesterday, 372. So for the week, they're at 1.01 million tons just of U.S. soft red winter wheat bought. Pretty impressive. That's 37 million bushels. And it takes us to pretty much soft red sales are now equal to what USDA's projections for the whole marketing year were. And we're only halfway through the year. So tomorrow's supply-demand report, the trade is expecting to see USDA raise soft red export projections and total wheat export projections. Now, it might be a little late because the sales were this week and most of those numbers would have already been put together, but USDA can come in and make some adjustments. But, you know, most likely they should do it this month, but if not, for sure it would show up next month. So we saw wheat shoot higher right out of the gate, led by Chicago. Kansas City and Minneapolis were pretty reluctant followers, especially Minneapolis, which it's been really all week. That was the first to kind of roll over and see negative territory. Kansas City wasn't too far behind, so Minneapolis gave us an outside day lower. Kansas City, one of the deferred months, barely took out the previous day's low. So the other 2 months were just right at yesterday's low. So it wasn't really an outside day lower, but certainly a reversal after putting in a new high for this move. Chicago front month March managed to stay in positive territory into the close, but the deferreds were lower. So the bull spread's definitely working, but really the market was struggling just to, you know, stay in positive territory and barely managed to do that on just one of the Chicago markets, the front month March. So not a good close for any of these markets, and it does suggest that we're probably running out of gas here. The night session has us up again, but you know, we're up about 5 in Chicago. KC is up 1, Minneapolis up 3. Soybeans are up 13, and corn is up 3. So those markets were down yesterday. Crude oil has been pretty weak over these last few sessions, and that's been a drag on the row crops. Crude oil has lost about $7 over the last week, so they're starting to get some chatter in the marketplace about OPEC meeting again to discuss lower energy prices and perhaps cut back on production again. So we'll see where that takes us. But energy prices definitely under some pressure. A couple other things. Egypt back in the market. You know, just a couple days ago, they bought 180,000 tons from Russia and Ukraine. They're back in the market. A little different specs now. 2 days ago, they bought on two different types of contracts. One was on site from Ukraine. The other was 270-day payment system from Russia. This time around, they're requiring that all of the offers be for the 270-day payment system. So they're trying to push back or spread out the cost. What we're seeing so far on the offers from this morning is that Russia's the lowest offer at 260 FOB. That's $5 more than where they were just 2 days ago. French offers around 268 to 272 FOB, and one Romanian offer at 275 FOB. And we don't see any Ukrainian offers. Russia Ag Minister reporting that their winter wheat crop conditions are 4% poor. Average is 8%. So, you know, they're starting off in pretty good shape. But, you know, we had that major winter storm come through. It really didn't dip down too far into the southern region, but it was definitely over the central and northern regions where it could have done some damage. But so far, they're not reporting any of that. The Ukraine Ag Minister reported that November wheat exports were at 1.3 million tons. So far this marketing year, they're at 6.1 million tons. That's down 1.1 from where they were a year ago. Weather in South America, central and northern Brazil, continuing to get just spotty light rains. The forecast always has that hint of better rains in the deferred forecast, and we continue to see that. For the next 4 or 5 days, we're looking at hot and dry conditions. than in the 6 to 10 day forecast. They do have much better rain coming to that important region. We're still looking at more than adequate rain across the southern region, which has really just been under wet conditions for several weeks now. So, you know, soybeans struggling to, you know, find a direction here. We see a few days where we're lower on that forecast for rain. Then this morning we come in, and we're up 10. You know, we're offsetting what we lost the previous day. So the market is pretty choppy, and that's typical for a weather-driven type of market. But as long as you have a hint of rain in the forecast, it's going to be difficult to really rally soybeans, because you can always, you know, point to, well, you know, in a week we're going to get something. As you get deeper into December and certainly into January, you need to see the rains in the front end of those forecasts. But for now, that crop can limp along. Plantings are going to be delayed, harvest is delayed, and of course we're looking at then delayed second season corn plantings. I think the market is already projecting that Brazilian corn production will be down. I'm hearing numbers of around 10 million tons. So they do expect acres will be down, or if they're not down, a lot of that crop is going to get in late, and that's going to affect your yields, especially as you push the pollination deeper into the heat of that growing season and where it tends to be much more dry. So we'll see where this all shakes out, but weather has been a challenge in the key growing areas of central and northern Brazil. There's, again, that hint of relief on the horizon. I think that's what's keeping this market in check. So moving forward, we've got the crop report out tomorrow, but, you know, the wheat market's not waiting around for it. We've had a very impressive rally in the wheat space. Just in the span of seven sessions, we've seen Chicago rally right at a dollar. Kansas City is up about 60 cents. Minneapolis is up 50 cents. So pretty big push. And of course, those spreads have narrowed significantly with Chicago against the higher grade crops. But that's where we were the cheapest. That's where we were competitive in the export market. And China has come with both hands coming into the U.S. market. So very supportive, but you know, we're back up to major resistance. The market took it out in Chicago. We've not taken it out in KC or Minneapolis. We had some reversals down yesterday. So market is showing signs of fatigue here. And the overall fundamentals, you know, are shifting a little bit, but I don't think we're turning into a bull market. I think we're just kind of offsetting the bear market and trying to stabilize into more of a neutral trading range type of market. Russia still has a lot of wheat to sell, clearly. You know, they're capturing a lot of Egyptian business. We still got the Europeans in the mix. Eastern Europe, countries are putting out offers, so they still have wheat to sell. It's just that China won't buy Russian wheat, and they can't get it from Australia, so they come shopping, and we've been able to capture a lot of that business. So I think the wheat market's probably going to stall out right around in here where we are. And it could well be yesterday's highs, because we did get some kind of a spike high and then a reversal off of that. So it is a sell signal if we can stick the landing, if you will. If we close lower today, then that, I think, would confirm that you've probably found a high. And a correction would be pretty deep. In Chicago, you've rallied a dollar. I don't think you'll take out the lows that were put in here last week, but you certainly could come close and test that. KC in Minneapolis, you know, probably same thing. I think we have found a longer-term low, but on the upside, I think we're fairly limited as well. So the market's had a very nice run. It's due for a pullback, but I think you get a good solid pullback here, and I think that sets us up for a buying opportunity. So we'll see where we go, but I think the market is taking a turn here into more of a stable type of market, as I think corn is too, and that will help the wheat space as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.